This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Jennifer Ernst, the CEO and co-founder at Tivic Health, a bioelectronic medical device company devoted to harnessing the power of neuromodulation to help empower those suffering from chronic conditions. Jennifer, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And our pleasure to have you as well. Thanks for your time. So, Jennifer, millions of people experience pain every day, and many of them turn to medication for relief. Tell us about the field of microcurrent and bioelectronics and its role in pain management.
So let me start with the big picture idea, which is our bodies are electrochemical systems. And we've been treating the chemical side of the equation for a century or more. We're just beginning to harness the electrical side of the system. So bioelectronics is a field of basically nerve stimulation technology that is looking at how to harness our body's natural responses, our built-in electrochemical responses, by harnessing the electrical properties of the body. Historically, there have been things like spinal stimulators and implants that would do this. So pain relief has been delivered through implantable or invasive technologies. And right now, the field is moving to non-invasive technologies, which is where we come into the picture. So we've developed a pain relief technology for sinus pain, that sort of pressure and frontal pain sensation in the front of the face that millions of people are experiencing, many of them on a daily basis and daily, weekly, monthly. So we're harnessing the body's electrochemical properties to relieve that particular pain symptom. We're one of a growing class of devices that are aimed at this kind of neurostimulation to relieve pain and also things like depression and other kinds of chronic conditions.
And Jennifer, what inspired you to pursue creating a bioelectronic device using microcurrent to relieve sinus pain?
Well, I can't take the credit. It was actually my co-founder and the inventor, Jean-Claude, who came up with the idea. He was familiar with a medical practitioner who was using microcurrent stimulation in his office to relieve many of the symptoms associated with allergy. John is a 30-year biomedical engineer, and very early in his career, he had discovered a way to control the flow of blood in an animal sample. Basically, he was doing some pharmaceutical testing, and he discovered a way to manage the blood flow. So he took the concepts that he had worked with very early on, leveraged some of what he learned from the office practice about what was working for the patients that the medical practitioner was treating, and combined them into a handheld device. So it was through a friend of a friend kind of situation that I learned about the technology. He's an exceptional engineer, but needed a business person. I took a look at the market size and the number of people that could be helped with a technology like this. And frankly, every time as I was evaluating it, every time my husband got sick, he'd say, wouldn't it be cool if there were a device for this? So it was the combination of really understanding the potential impact in the market and Jean-Claude having been inspired to invent a very simple-to-use handheld technology that could basically be turned into a product that could be delivered to the home.
That's pretty awesome right there. Now, how does ClearUp sinus pain relief work?
Yeah, so let me talk to you first about what a user will experience. So somebody that is using ClearUp, it's a little handheld device, kind of a pear-shaped device with a tip and the end of the pear you hold in your hand. You glide it along the cheekbone, along the nasal passages, and along the upper sinus area, the brow bone area. The device itself is locating optimal treatment points that generally correspond to where your nerve fibers and the vasculature are. So as we as the user glides along the skin, the device will set off a haptic feedback, will set off a vibration to tell them they've located the right location. You're instructed to hold that in place until it stops, and then to move it to the next location, to glide, continue gliding and to locate the next treatment point. And generally people will find somewhere around 5 to 7, 8, 9 treatment points on either side of the face. And so you treat both sides of the face for 5 minutes using this repeated application. By stimulating these nerve fibers and by stimulating that area of the sinuses, we're able to elicit a biological response that's associated with relieving the pain sensation.
Today we're speaking with Jennifer Ernst, the CEO and co-founder at Tivic Health, a bioelectronic medical device company devoted to harnessing the power of neuromodulation to help empower those suffering from chronic conditions here on eHealth Radio's Pain Management and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Jennifer, you recently completed a clinical trial exploring the efficacy of ClearUP sinus pain relief. Tell us about those results, if you would.
Yes, we recently completed a double-blind, randomized control, placebo-controlled trial at the Stanford Sinus Center, so one of the premier science centers in the world, under the supervision of the president of the American Rhinologic Society. And out of that, we saw about 3 out of 4 users responded with immediate pain relief with 1 5-minute treatment. We saw a 30% reduction on average in pain. And we had 1 out of 4 patients who received very high levels of pain relief on that first treatment, what we would call our high responders. So that particular study is one that had been designed in conjunction with the FDA. So this product is going through FDA approvals or FDA clearance. We are working with them. This study was one designed with the FDA to demonstrate both the safety and efficacy of the device. And it is currently going through the FDA clearance process.
And that certainly is exciting news. Lastly, when do you expect to receive FDA clearance on ClearUP sinus pain relief, and where will people be able to purchase the device?
Okay, so we are actively working with the FDA in responding to their questions. Based on that interaction, I'm anticipating clearance will be sometime very early 2019 or by the end of 2018, even possibly. So we'll be looking at a mid-year launch to be able to deliver the product to the consumer. Initially, it'll be available online at our website, so our website at tivichealth.com. And then we'll also be working with retailers. We'll be debuting the product coming up at the Consumer Electronics Show and meeting with some of the retail channels there.
Fantastic news, and certainly our pleasure and honor to be a part of getting this word out. Again, it is TivicHealth.com. Jennifer, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio, and thanks for what you do in the space.
Thank you. It's been great to talk with you.
And great to speak with you as well, Jennifer. We've been speaking with Jennifer Ernst, the CEO and co-founder at Tivic Health, a bioelectronic medical device company devoted to harnessing the power of neuromodulation to help empower those suffering from chronic conditions. And for further details, visit TivicHealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.